Christian Ministry urged the Supreme Court to criminalize homelessness. You can find this article on the site of the Friendly Atheist. The main brunt of this article is not something that I am going to cover this morning. There's just one aspect of it that I want to talk about very briefly, and that is when Christians decide to be charitable. This is what evangelical Christian charity looks like. There are other types of Christians and other types of charity. So let me make a note of that. This is not the only brand of Christianity, but it is a major force in American Christianity today. This is in Grants Pass, Oregon. I used to live in Oregon. I really loved it there. Grants Pass, they've got a homeless problem. A lot of nice cities do. So, what has Grant Pass been doing about the homeless problem? Well, they've been criminalizing it and writing homeless people large fines for essentially existing. And they don't have any place to go. They obviously have no way to pay the fines. But unpaid fines can lead to prison time. And that's what the Christians would like. Now, this is a complicated story. There are a lot of moving parts. I am oversimplifying. One of these Christian groups that are pushing for more criminalization of homeless people has a shelter. You see, they have an alternative to this. And they can't understand for the life of them why anyone wouldn't want to accept their alternative. Let me just read you just a piece from this article, and maybe you can detect the problem. GRM, a Christian ministry that requires all residents to work for them without pay. This is already a problem, because people who are homeless don't have any money. They need an opportunity to make money and save it to help them toward the goal of not being homeless, you see. But for this Christian organization, let's not say slave labor, they require them to work without pay for them for 6 hours a day, 6 days a week. Now, just so you know, this labor that's being done, the charity, they get the money. They get paid for it. The people who are actually doing the work, though, don't see a dime of it. All right. So what do you get for that 6 days a week, 6 hours a day? You get a bunk. Okay, that's good, I suppose, for 30 days. Tell me, how much of the percentage of your paycheck goes toward a bunk? For these people, it's 100%. 36 hours a week, 6 days a week. Well, that doesn't seem to leave them any time to look for, you know, a real job. Because that's hard to do when you're homeless. So when you get in a shelter situation, one of the things that most reputable shelters do is help you find, you know, a job. when they're not treating you as unpaid labor. So it goes on, they also cannot look for outside work during that month. Oh my. Now, when you read this article, there's a link there under cannot look for outside work, which gives more color to this situation. It's worse than you think. So I encourage you to read that one as well. I'm not going to break that out, but please follow that link if you want to learn more. So they're working 6 days a week, and they are forbidden to look for work during that month. That really sounds bad. But the Christians have more in store. They must also attend church every Sunday. Well, of course they should. From a pre-approved list, not just any church. It's got to be an approved church. And they have to attend a chapel service twice a week. Oh, no, I'm sorry. Twice a day. Two church services a day. And they can't smoke or drink. And they can't have sex during their stay. Okay, I kind of get those. So what about the disabled? You know, many homeless people are disabled. Well, if you have a medical problem that keeps you from attending church, you cannot stay there. If you have a problem that keeps you from doing the 36 hours of free labor, you cannot stay there. If you don't want to participate in religious services because you're, I don't know, not a fundamentalist Christian, you can't stay there. This is what a Christian homeless solution, a solution to homeless problems by fundamentalist Christians looks like. This is what it looks like. And these are Christians. These are real Christians. Boots on the ground, butts in the pews. Christianity. Christians. Now, I believe you know what to do. skepticsandseekers.squarespace.com. Log into your Discuss account and discuss away. Send me an email, skepticsandseekers@gmail.com. Until next time, I will see you in the comments. And in the meantime, happy morning. I'm out.